Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. We've been talking a lot this hour about traffic and how it's congested in Boston. So let's switch to the weather and what's sure to clog up the evening commute even more. A winter storm that's moved into the area, bringing snow, sleet, and eventually rain is upon us. The MBTA says it will provide regular service, and while it may be slow, the commuter rail should be in working order as well. Logan Airport has canceled over 230 flights. A number of schools around the state's closed earlier today. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says depending upon what this storm does, schools could be closed tomorrow.
I'm being told that, you know, this time tomorrow we won't see much snow on the ground. But again, it depends on the winds, the snow lingering, all of those different questions that the meteorologists will be following them and tracking them and seeing what they say before we make any decisions on that.
Well, joining us now is Bill Babcock, meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Norton, Massachusetts. And Bill, thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Anthony.
So give us a sense about this storm. Where is it moving and what's it doing right now? And where do you see it going?
Well, right now the storm is actually in two parts. One's out in the Great Lakes heading up into Canada, but the part we're watching is actually developing along the coast, and that's going to be moving up the coast and over southern New England during the overnight hours and then moving off to the north tomorrow morning. That has spread snow into our area. Amounts up to 2 inches have been reported so far. And also some milder air has been moving up, and that has changed the snow to sleet across Connecticut and Rhode Island and parts of southern Massachusetts. And that's going to continue to move up and bring sleet to the area, to the Boston area especially, up through 6 o'clock this evening. And then eventually enough warm air will work up so that it'll change everything over to plain rain.
So change everything over to plain rain. So it sounds like by what, late evening, tomorrow morning, certainly, there's not going to be much snow in the greater Boston area.
There could be some slush. I mean, temperatures will warm up some, but maybe not enough to get rid of all the snow. But certainly as we get after midnight, we're looking for rain, and yeah, that will turn anything that's on the ground over to a slushy type of surface.
So getting back to Mayor Walsh's quandary about school tomorrow, what's your best guess? Will the snow be gone, or you think parents should be planning on another on a snow day for their kids?
Well, tomorrow morning is going to be interesting. The storm will be mostly moving off to our north by that point. It could be a stray shower left over first thing in the morning during the morning commute. But what may be of more concern certainly during the morning is that any wet surfaces that are still around, temperatures are going to be dipping back to around freezing or even actually below freezing. So any of those wet surfaces, you know, could very easily freeze if they're not treated.
All right. So it sounds like some things to look out for tomorrow morning. That's Bill Babcock, meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Norton, Mass. Bill, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your time. Let's turn now to Radio Boston's Chris Siderick. He's been making his way northward toward his home near the New Hampshire border, and he joins us now from Assembly Square in Somerville. Chris, doesn't sound like you got very close to New Hampshire there.
Yeah, not exactly northward either. I left our BU studios around 2:30, and over an hour later, I made it a whopping 3 miles to the Assembly Square area here.
I see. So what have you seen?
Two words for you, Anthony. Slow and slick. Obviously, okay. Slow going. 3 miles in an hour, 50 minutes is not great time. And it is definitely slick out here. I had four or five occasions where I could feel the back wheel sliding a little bit. I saw a couple of cars that basically slid off of Sturro at a couple of locations. And at one point on the Leverett connector, I actually heard this whirring sound that I thought must be a salt truck or a sand truck or something coming up behind me. Turns out it was a pretty decent-sized pickup truck whose back wheels were just spinning the whole way up the ramp. So
wow.
It is slippery out here.
And what kind of response have you seen from the snow plows, our folks out there treating the roads? What are you seeing?
Well, I haven't seen a ton of plows, and I think part of that is that public officials are basically dealing with the same problem the rest of us commuters are dealing with, and that is the fact that it is hard to get anywhere right now, and that's kind of the difficulty in a storm that hits during rush hour like this. I do know that folks in Massachusetts and New Hampshire were grateful that they were able to get out and pre-treat the roads earlier. That should help in de-icing once the storm really starts to escalate, but in terms of what the conditions are right now, if you can avoid the roads, it is not great driving out here.
All right. Well, that's Radio Boston's Chris Siderick reporting from Assembly Square. On his way, we understand, to southern New Hampshire. Chris, safe travels out there. Drive carefully.
All right. Thanks, Anthony. You too.
All right. That's our show today. Radio Boston's a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Jamie Bologna, Chris Siderick, Paris Alston, Zoe Mitchell, and Eve Zukoff. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. Be careful out there. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Wait, don't go yet.
Because you already know how to download a podcast.
But if you have any other tech or life question, maybe we can help you. WBUR is working on a new show, and we need your tech questions.
Or maybe your parents' questions. Just click that little phone-shaped app on your cell phone and leave a message. 617-917-4717.
Yes, we know. How quaint. A phone call. But give it a try. 617-917-4717.